A few weeks ago, I packed up a bunch of boxes, and some, you know, the first boxes I packed so neatly and nicely, and then, you know, started throwing in things at the end. In these last few weeks, I've been unpacking boxes of books and doodads and some photos. And some photos I'll put back up. I'm kind of thinking them over. Some photos won't make it back up, as I'll leave room for new ones. But one picture that will go back up is this one. See, I remember the minute I took that picture. I'm not going to say which son it is. He's not here today. He's at his cousin's house. But his big brothers, I'm sure, will let him know about this. But this picture to me just says, life is good. And isn't a baby's face full of oatmeal, isn't that just the good life? You know, when you're feeding a baby, and this is one of the very first times he had oatmeal, and I was feeding him, and, well, if you've ever had this experience or watched it, it's a treat. It's not really easy to feed a baby. Especially the first food, because especially if they watch the food come in, it's hard to hit the mouth. But it happens some of the time. And the very first time a baby tries something new, it has to sit in the mouth for a little bit. And they work it over so it gets over all the taste buds. Have you ever seen? It's a treat. And if it is bad, well, a baby hasn't quite learned how to spit it out yet, so they just open their mouth and tip forward and keep shoving until it comes out. But if it's good, oh, the baby, well, like here, they just mush it around. And then if it's really good, that baby might mush it around in his hands because it feels so good. Good and it tastes so good, and sometimes it is so good. And you might have seen this with spaghetti, that let's just rub it everywhere. That's when life is just good. I do remember the very minute that I snapped this picture. He was so happy. There is nothing like a mouthful of good oatmeal. You've looked at like this once in your life. And some of you, it might have been last week with a rack of ribs or corn on the cob. And when you're having the good stuff, you don't care. You just take it in. Now, the story from the book of Exodus, it's true. I didn't just doll it up for kids. It really happened that way, that God brought blessings on the people of Israel. After delivering them from slavery, after delivering his beloved from slavery, they're wandering. And I won't go into why they're wandering and why a nation full of people wouldn't ask for directions. That's for another time, because I understand that. But they were hungry, and God fed them with this flaky substance on the ground every morning. Can you imagine the first morning? They wake up, and they see that, and Moses tells them, oh, that's your food. That's breakfast. Go ahead. You know, I mean, just human nature, how it goes. They look at it and feel it in their toes, and one of them picks it up and, oh, I'm not going to eat it. How about you eat it for a nickel? And then somebody finally tries it for a nickel. Maybe they talked it up to 50 cents, and they taste it, and it is good. It's the good stuff. And day by day by day, God pours out God's blessings. And they take it, and they feel it, and they roll it in their hands. God's love, God's grace. Day by day, they can see it. They can touch it. They can feel it. And it fills them. There's a day when Jesus, when Jesus came and he said, just like manna in the old days, when God's love, and what did you call manna? What is it? Jesus said, I have been so eager to share this with you. This is the bread of life, said Jesus. And back in the old days when they had manna, they died. You eat the bread of life, and even though you die, yet you shall live. And whoever takes me, says Jesus, whoever believes in me will never die. This is a holy mystery. Just like the first manna, just like the first bread from heaven. And how good it is, just like the psalmist. As a psalmist describes this, and it's our memory verse at the beginning, how good it is when God's people live together. How good and pleasing it is, as the psalmist describes. You can almost see the oil pouring down. And not just cheap oil, not just canola, the good stuff. The good, fine, expensive oil pouring down, says the psalm, pouring over his head and running down his collar. Now, I haven't felt warm oil poured on my head, but you can almost imagine it and how good it is. So you and I, we come together to receive this holy gift. And this gift of God's love is available on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we come to taste and see that the Lord is good. We come to take this holy gift of God, this bread and this wine, and to behold and to be held. How good it is, says the psalmist. How good the grace of God is. So we come, and this table we recognize in the United Methodist Church as the Lord's table. This table belongs to God. No matter who made it, no matter who paid for it, this table belongs to God. And we believe in the United Methodist Church that it is God's will, God's hope, God's desire, that everyone is welcome to it. Welcome, but not forced. We're not going to push it on anybody. But whatever's in your heart, whatever your hope, if you are curious, if you are hoping, if you are yearning for the love of Christ Jesus, you are welcome to the Lord's Supper. Now, for little ones in our midst, as far as the church is concerned, they're welcome. But also, we believe that God put the little ones in your midst for reasons. And we honor your wishes as a family. So if your little ones come up and it's not time as a family for your little ones to have communion, if you say to the server, blessing please, then we'll lay a blessing. We're not going to force. It's not grace if you're forcing it in a family. It's only grace if it's offered. How good it is. Now, I'm not asking you to take bread and mush it in your hair and mush it around your hands today. But I do invite you to taste the love of God, and let that taste and let the touch, let it work on you. And tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, after you've tasted the love of God, take the grace of God and move it in your hands. Go out in where you work. Go out on the streets you drive. And when you come up to that first orange cone, feel the grace of God. And when you see somebody in the car next to you wave a special wave at you, feel how good forgiveness is. And we live ordinary lives doing ordinary things, but this is exactly where Jesus came, to know the ordinary with us and to bring the blessings of God so that we can touch them, we can feel them, we can taste them, and we can rub it all over ourselves and share them. How good it is when we share in the love of God and love of neighbor. Or in other words, communion. There was this night when Jesus said, I have been so eager to share this meal with you. And we are so eager to share this with one another that even if you can't physically come up, and we will have... Now, if you've been here a while, you know more about this than I do. But we will invite you, if you'd like to come up, the ushers will release row by row, and you can come up to the front altar and kneel if that is so meaningful for you. If it's okay, you can also walk up, and we'll have stewards here and stewards there, and every basket will have gluten-free in it because... we don't want an allergy or an ailment or anything to stop anyone from having communion. And if you physically can't come forward, just give the little wave to the ushers and we'll come to you because it's that important. There was on that night when Jesus gave himself up for us, that night when Jesus said, I'm so eager to share this with you. That night Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks to God. And he gives it to us as disciples. And he says, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. And likewise, when the meal was over, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks. And he gives it to us as disciples and he says, take, drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. And so we do remember. We come together and we remember God's mighty acts in Christ Jesus our Lord. We remember how he healed, how he blessed, and how he surprised again and again. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. Dear God, make us one. Make us one with each other, one with you, and one in ministry to all of this beautiful world. Dear God, we thank you for this gift. And we enjoy it now as we look forward to the time that we celebrate it with you in the kingdom of heaven as we enjoy it now with the kingdom of heaven at hand. And dear God, in your blessed name, as this blessed gift, we pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.